I walked around town for over an hour till I was feeling pretty worn out. I looked at the group by the hotel, spoke to a couple of them, and then, as I stood in the street looking up and down, wondering where to go and what to do next, I spied a man sitting alone in a chair against the outside of the mercantile. And as I watched him, he looked up and stared straight at me. Quiet, with a relaxed kind of posture. He was older than Ed or Johnny, and, well, he had a look of being very comfortable with himself. I approached him, wondering what I was going to say.
Hi.
Hi yourself.
I'm Tom Fairchild.
Riley.
He offered his hand for me to shake. I took it. His palms were used to rough work, and he had a firm grasp. He looked me in the eye.
I don't think I've seen you before. Before right now, that is.
One of us must be new in town.
Probably you.
Sounds likely.
How long you figure on being around?
That depends.
On what?
On what comes along first. A reason to stay, or a reason to go.
I'm looking to hire a man to help me gather cattle for market. Something like that interests you?
Imagine so.
Have you ever ridden herd before?
I can do anything.
The corners of his mouth sort of moved. That was a smile, I guess. He wasn't bragging, he was just telling me what he could do. And I believed him. There was something different about this man. I thought suddenly of what Bill Taylor had said about Pa, about his knowing what made the difference.
The job's yours, if you want it.
He studied me for just a while, sizing me up just as I'd done to him, figuring whether he wanted to work with me or not. We came to the same conclusion.
Yeah, I'll take it.
He offered me his hand again, and I gave him mine. There was that same sort of smile again.
Hey, where's your horse?
Don't have one.
Oh, well. We can borrow one at Taylor's. That's the livery, when I pick mine up, I guess. Where's your stuff?
This bag's it. I don't have much.
Well, I guess you don't need any help carrying it, then.
Nope. I travel light, or not at all. You lead the way.
All right.
There he is! Johnny!
Hey, Tom!
Well, boy, so you are still in town. I've been looking for you.
Afternoon, Ed.
Yeah, me and Johnny were coming to find you to see when you'll be wanting us out at your place.
Yeah, it's getting pretty late now.
I've already hired my help for the season.
You what?
Johnny's whole face went slack, and Ed shot Riley a look that would melt glass.
We turned down offers, kid. We've been refusing work right and left. Isn't that right, Johnny?
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking about loyalty. I thought we had an understanding.
Well, there's always Cooper. I hear he's still hiring.
But we know your land. We know where those guys of yours hide.
Yeah, we've been there.
And you're gonna need two men, boy.
That's
right. That place always had two men working it.
Well, if you added right, looks like Tom Fairchild here plus myself are two men.
It wasn't till he spoke that Ed and Johnny really took a look at Riley. I looked at him, too. No one had ever called me a man before.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, who?
Hey, your ma's not gonna want a stranger around the place. She'll be wanting a familiar face or two. You know that yourself.
Yeah, Tom.
I looked from Ed to Johnny, and I couldn't think of a thing to say.
Now, gentlemen, if you'll excuse us, we have work to get done.
We left Ed Schifrin and Johnny Loftus behind, looking after us.